Imagine that you're there the first time Jesus says anything like this. Unless your righteousness, your observance, surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. And of course, they're all standing right there. Look how serious he is. They would be the models of a certain form of religious observance. And Jesus says, you've got to do better than that to just even enter, to be subject to be touched by the rule of God. The kingdom of God is not like a place, you see. It's to be under the rule of God and therefore to be brought to eternal life. That's pretty shocking, isn't it? I mean, think about it. We hear this thing so many times. Unless you're brethren, okay, that's why I got that. That's the introduction to a whole series now of texts. I don't think we're going to have many of them during Lent. This is the first one. They're called Antitheses. You've heard it said, but I say. You've heard it said, but I say. That is the living, eternal Son of God teaching. And he means it. He means it. As I was praying over this morning, I had this sense, you know, of the seriousness of our Lord. He means this. Now, he loves us. He'll support us. He'll help us. He'll forgive us. There's that wonderful text we had from Ezekiel, right? If somebody is the head of the mafia and he has a change of heart, he's welcome. But if somebody's going along piously and then decides to turn, he better watch it. See, the principle is, where is your heart right now? You know, sometimes you say to yourself, well, you know, I was good when I was two. You know, so the Lord says, I'm glad you were, but that doesn't count. Where are you now? Of course it counts. The Lord does not forget what we've done. And of course, as usual, the very first aspect of the Christian life, of our life, that he'll talk about is our relationships to each other. That's where he always starts, doesn't he? So the first of the antitheses is this commandment. You have heard it said to our fathers, you shall not kill. You shall not take the life of another. Whew. Think of abortion. Millions of lives. Millions of lives. You shall not kill. And whoever kills will be liable to judgment. And the judgment's already written down in the Torah. He will be killed. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever says to his brother, Rika, hard to know, you know, it's an Aramaic word. In some ways, you know, as we can gather from the information we've got, it means like you jerk. That's not very bad, you know. I mean, bad enough in our Lord's mind. Because he looks to his heart where the love of the Father for everybody is there. And he looks to the Pharisees and scribes who will crucify him. And he sees what love is all about. And this is not love. Now, whether it had a more serious connotation, it's hard to, the information we've got is not enough to tell. I would guess so, but he's answerable to the Sanhedrin. That means he's going to go before the legal body of the nation because he said this to his brother. It's that bad. And whoever says, you fool, That can also mean, well, you godless, whatever, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Will be liable to fiery Gehenna. This is the Son of God. Think what we have to think about. Think. Suppose he took this really seriously. Our Lord means it. It's not just a ceremony, a little something we do. He means this. Boy, oh boy, I think we'd die to self a lot faster, wouldn't we? I don't want those emotions in my heart. By golly, suppose I die, think of these thoughts. Whoa. Understand? It's more serious than we think. He sees our Lord. He sees the mind, the heart of the Father creating all of us to love each other, to help each other, to forgive each other, to help one another achieve eternal life. And then he sees what we do and he says, look, this is my Father's will and look what you're doing. And then, this is another, this happens, St. Matthew then takes teaching of our Lord from someplace else and puts it here. And we have two other statements. One, these are strong. If you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift. God's not interested in your gift. And be reconciled with your brother. And then come and offer your gift. That's a very powerful statement, isn't it? No, let me finish Mass first, and then I'll be reconciled. He said, get out of here. You're not doing any good here. Get reconciled. This is suffused with mercy, but it's very serious. If we were able to just implement this command, love each other, we'd be saints. But they're not nice to me. I didn't say they were nice to you. I said love them. Do you want to be a saint? That's the question, isn't it? All of Lent is to get us to try to take the Christian life seriously. And then there's another one. This one's got a different overtone to it. He takes the example of people on the courthouse steps, settling before they go to court. And he's saying, you better do that. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, you're going to lose the case, and your opponent will hand you over to the judge, who will hand you over to the guard, and you'll be thrown into prison. And you won't get out until you pay the last penny. So, it'd be smart to get reconciled before you ever got there. Wouldn't it? Now, I think this is very important for many reasons. But one, we may be tempted to anger a lot in what could be going on in the next few months, besides all the finances problems. You know, the people who are appointed to high office who might be very false to the ideals of an upright human life. And we can be very, very angry. And they're the very ones we have to pray for. And it's not going to be easy. But that's the way we're going to win over the world. See, the Catholic culture is not just liking Fra Angelico. No, the Catholic culture means this. Striving for holiness because we love the Father. Taking these words seriously. And and being ready to love those who persecute us. That's how the world was won. And that's how it was lost. After having arrived at the most beautiful human expression of beauty and so forth the world has ever seen, wasn't perfect, God knows, we turn from God. And now the Western mind is in a state of apostasy, not even wanting Europe, where all this grace was poured out, not even wanting to recognize any Christian influence on the origins of Europe. That's like spitting on the grave of your father. That's an Arab phrase, but you know what I mean. There's no, where are we? What have they taught us? What have they? And even now we have this marvelous economist there in Italy saying, look, you want to solve this problem, and then he backed up by the Prime Minister of England. The way to do it is to have a huge Marshall Plan. Really give lots and lots, I mean billions and billions of dollars to the poor countries so that they can grow and we have a trading partner. Brilliant. But it takes vision to think like that and some selflessness to put it into practice. I was so struck that a man in this day and age would have a heart so Christian that he'd look at this problem and say, this is a solution. And to have it picked up, I don't know where the Prime Minister is. I don't know if anybody's even answered him. It won't work. It won't work. Look at what happened after World War II. When Europe was in a shambles and we rebuilt it. Wasn't all selfless. Nobody said it was. And then we had a period of prosperity unknown. I've wandered a bit from my topic, but you see what I mean? Love of neighbor doesn't just mean sending $5 into the community chest or whatever it's called. And it's great discipline because we're all egomaniacs. So my egomaniacal problems will rub against your egomaniacal problems. And we'll have trouble. The Lord must, of course he knows it. How many times, if you went through the Gospels and just picked out, how many times he told us to love each other, to get along with each other, how many times? And the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you. That's the story for Lent. And you see, the first reading tells us it's not too late to have a conversion.